everyone. This is Paige Hattie, the director of Mobius Connect, and today I am so happy to be sitting down with David Stevens from ABT Reliability. How are you doing today, David?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, super.
Excellent. Well, welcome. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to chat with us here. So I know we're going to be diving into smart condition monitoring sensors a bit, but before we do that, would you mind sharing with our audience a little bit about who you are and what your role is with ABT?
Yeah, good afternoon and good day to everyone. My name is David Stevens. I am the Technical Authority and Skills and Competence Manager for ABT Reliability. Fortunate enough to have over 35 years in the field of condition monitoring and reliability engineering.
All right, excellent. Well, you've got a ton of great experience, David, and I'm so happy that we have a chance to talk with you today. So to get us started, would you mind sharing with us a bit about what a smart condition monitoring sensor is?
Yeah, there's lots of sensors out on the marketplace, but yeah, we pride ourselves in having what we would consider a smart sensor. Smart condition monitoring sensor is either battery powered or power supplied. It can take vibration readings either in single axis or triaxial measurement, and it's fitted to assets or components either by sticking the things there, adhesion, or screw fixing them by drilling and tapping them, or by magnetically mounted interface. The smart sensor can be used on critical assets, such as hard to reach assets or assets in areas which do not permit operator access when they're running, such as hazardous chemicals, offloading pumps, and also batch or variable processes. And the smart sensor is also used to measure the vibration and the temperature of the rotating machine when the machines are running during operational periods, and can be configured to collect data only when the asset is running. And that's the key word, to collect the data only when the asset is running. Once the readings have been collected, the data is stored on the sensor until it is downloaded to either a Bluetooth enabled handheld device, or it can be transferred automatically if the sensor is sort of part of a group of sensors connected to what we would call the Machine Sentry Gateway. To download the data, which is stored on the system, it's, as I said, it's downloaded then to the Machine Sentry web, where it can be analyzed for running errors, machinery problems by trained vibration analysts, or it can be analyzed by our automated diagnostic assistant, which is our artificial intelligence system.
All right, fantastic. So David, I guess next up, how would you say and how would you explain to someone that's maybe not familiar with a smart condition monitoring sensor, or they're new to the idea, would you mind explaining how that works?
Yeah, it's most sensors on the market today offer a basic level of some sort of monitoring, which is normally aligned to international standards for vibration levels, for example. However, these sensors don't tend to allow much, if any, user intervention or configurability. And in many cases, they do not allow for any detailed analysis of the collected data. They're probably just what we call a red, an amber, a green, sort of traffic light system of indicating of some change in vibration levels. However, a smart condition monitoring sensor can be configured from a handheld device running the Machine Sentry application. It uses predefined component templates, which have got the vibration measurements already defined and alarm levels already defined. For example, it can facilitate different frequency ranges and lines of resolution for these vibration measurements. So we can actually set our sensors to look at a different range of frequency. And that's obviously dependent on the rotational speed of the components. It can also measure the component surface temperature. So it takes temperature measurements as well as vibration, which is obviously useful on continuously running machines. But then what are the many features of a smart CM sensor over and above other types of sensors is that it can be configured to collect readings after a predefined time period and also only when the machine is running. And this is the bit that I sort of stress on. It will only take the readings when the machine is running. And this is achieved by inbuilt configurable features called a log frequency and a running detection. So let me just explain a little bit of this. So the log frequency, this is a specified time period when you wish to collect your readings. So this could be configured as low as every hour or as high as every 4 weeks. And this is the time when the sensor will wake up to collect a set of readings. So to reiterate that point, we can set the sensor to take a reading every hour or up to every 4 weeks. That's a level of configurability. The sensor also checks against a predetermined level of vibration to be reached by the running machine, and this is what we call the running detection. This in turn instructs the sensor to either collect a full set of data, be it triaxial or single axis, or to go to sleep for awake frequency. I know this sounds a little bit sort of confusing, but once you sort of understand the inbuilt feature of this smart sensor, I think you'll appreciate where it's going with. So if the sensor detects the machine is not running, for example, it will go to sleep for awake frequency, which is a period of time set as either 1 minute or 5 minutes. So once this period expires, the running detection will again determine if the machine is running or not. If it is running, then a full set of readings will be recorded and stored on the sensor, and then the sensor will go to sleep for this log frequency of either 1 minute or 5 minutes. So this cycle will continue until the running detection determines the machine is running, at which time the sensor collects a full set of readings and then goes back to sleep for the log frequency. So let me just try and make that a little simpler in terms of this smart sensor. So the sensor is fitted to the machine. At a predefined interval, the sensor will wake up and it will take a reading to determine if the machine is running or not. And that reading needs to reach specifically programmed frequencies and values. If the sensor detects that it's breached those values, then it will determine the machine is running, and then it will collect a full set of vibration and temperature readings. And then it will go back to sleep for the log frequency. So you could have set that for 1 minute or 1 hour or 4 weeks. Okay. So as I say, this cycle will continue until the running detection determines the machine is running, at which time the sensor collects that full set of readings, and then it goes back to sleep. So the smart CM sensor can store many thousands of readings before its memory is full. And the collected data can be transferred to a handheld data collector via Bluetooth interface. And once it is downloaded, that can then be synchronized to the web-based portal for analysis and reporting. So the smart CM sensor can form part of a network of sensors known as a gateway, where the data can be automatically collected and transferred into the web portal. Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you, David. So then what applications, if you wouldn't mind elaborating a little bit further, support a smart condition monitoring sensor?
Yeah. Okay. So there are many applications which support the use of smart sensors. For example, hard to reach assets such as electric motors and gearboxes, which are installed on maybe large agitators, which are up in the air. And difficult to access without scaffolding. Assets which are located in hazardous areas where access is not permitted during operations can also be used for bad actors, so we can take readings at predefined times to try and identify what's going on within a machine that keeps throwing out regular problems, or even critical assets, batch and variable process machines. So there's quite a number of applications where smart sensors really do come into their own. So it's just like any other asset. Each sensor would be configured in turn for the component it is attached to. So for example, we could fix this to either the electric motor or the gearbox or to a bearing housing. And using the Machine Sentry app on the device, on the handheld device, we would scan for the sensors using Bluetooth. So each sensor would then be identifiable by a unique number to identify the sensor during the setup phase. Once you're connected to the sensor can be configured to take the readings at the predefined intervals, as we discussed, using this wake-up frequency and this running detection. Once all the settings have been saved, the sensor will be named. So you'll be able to identify the sensor by either the unique number and the name of the asset or component it is attached to in the CM database. And this process would be replicated across any of the other sensors attached to any of the other components. So we would have one sensor for it on an electric motor, one sensor could be on the gearbox, one sensor could be on the agitator top bearing. Another application which is suited to smart sensors are most definitely batch process machines, because these machines only run at intermittent intervals and potentially they can only run for maybe short periods of time. So it is in these applications where the log frequency and the running detection and the wake frequency really do come into their own. For example, let me just give you a real life sort of scenario. So we have an offloading pump, which pumps a hazardous chemical. It only runs for short periods of time and at varying times during the week. So if we install one of these smart sensors and we configure it, the sensor will wake up at what we class as the log frequency. So this is the period of time you set to take readings, which in this example, we could set it as every day. And the sensor would then check if the running detection has been met or breached. If this running detection has not been met or breached, the sensor, in effect, will say to itself, this machine isn't running. So it will go back to sleep for a short period of time known as the wake frequency. So it will wake either every minute or every 5 minutes, and it will check that running detection to make sure the machine is either still stationary or the machine is actually now running. Okay, so for example, if this pump only runs for 5 minutes at a time and it runs at any time during the day or during the week, then we would set this frequency, this running detection frequency, as 1 minute. So the wake frequency will continue to check it every minute to see if the machine is running. Once it identifies the machine is running, then the sensor will collect the full set of readings and then it will go back to sleep for the log frequency. And as I mentioned before, that could be 1 day. This ensures that we can collect readings only when the machine is running, irrespective of the non-scheduled running times. So it's very important to ensure we can collect regular running vibration readings on critical assets. Okay.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you, David. So then I think my final question for you today is, how do you go about getting the data from the smart condition monitoring sensor?
Yeah. Okay. So after a period of time, obviously we would need to download this collected data. Unless it's part of a gateway, and that way we would configure it to automatically keep uploading to the web portal. But in this smart sensor, the fixed sensor, we would download the collected data from the sensors, and let's assume we are working with a selection of fixed smart sensors in a, say, in a pump house or in a specific manufacturing area, then depending on the time between the readings, the log frequency, we would need to determine how often we would need to download these sets of data. So what I mean by that is, if we were to set this machine to collect readings every hour, or this sensor to collect the readings every hour, then it would be advisable to connect to it via the handheld device and Bluetooth to actually extract the data onto the handheld device, and then it would be ready for it to be uploaded to the portal. Okay, so just give you some examples of that. Is if you were to take the reading sort of every hour, then we would recommend you'd need to download the data at least on a daily basis, because you're going to have quite an amount of information, particularly if you've selected to take triaxial readings. If you are taking readings maybe every 6 hours, then visit it every week. And if you've got the daily readings or beyond, then we would advise to go to the sensors, scan for the sensors, connect to them, and extract the data either monthly or every 2 weeks. So once all that data has been collected from the sensors and it is now stored on this handheld device, the handheld device would then be synchronized to the web, where all the readings, alarm statuses, temperatures would all be available for full analysis and any reporting that follows that analysis process. Okay.
Fantastic. Well, David, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap things up for today? Where might someone who's listening in who has some additional questions be able to get in touch with you?
Yeah, should anyone want any further information, then just email me directly at davidstevens@avtreliability.com, and I'm more than happy to assist. Thank
you. All right. Beauty. Well, David, thank you so much for your time today. Hopefully we'll be able to have you back in the future to talk a little bit more about smart sensors. But thank you so much for starting this great conversation. It was awesome getting a chance to chat with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening.